The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan. And I want to talk to Sophie Curran, who's on the line. Good morning to you, Sophie.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? You have an extraordinary story about Russian nuclear icebreakers, time capsules in the Arctic, global warming and Donegal surfing. Tell us what you and your friend Connor found and where you found it.
So basically, me and Connor were walking at the Bloody Foreland just looking for some surf. We were just walking along the shore and then came across this weird silver tube looking thing. There was actually Russian words engraved on it, so I sent it to my brother, who's got a Russian friend.
Right.
He translated it for us and let us know that it was okay to open. He told us it was just a time capsule.
So you're just walking along the Strand in Gweedore up in Donegal, and you see this thing, and it's got Russian writing on it. So,
yeah.
I mean, initially, what did you think it might be?
A bomb.
Right, okay, but you still picked it up. And decided to contact.
Yeah, exactly. And then I thought maybe it was someone's ashes, so I was like, that would be wrong to open it. But now we got the go-ahead that it was just a time capsule.
So it is a time capsule. And that would even make it even more exciting, because obviously time capsules are found washed up in shores years, sometimes 100 years later and so on. And if it's coming from a Russian ship and an icebreaker, you're thinking, how long has that been in the sea? So what did you find when you opened it?
Well, we found out that it hasn't actually been in the sea for very long. It was actually placed in ice in the North Pole at the 90 degrees point.
Right.
So that means that the ice has melted and it travelled 4,000 kilometres down to us in Donegal within just over 2 years, which is scary.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was up at the North Pole. They obviously expected it to be there for a very long time. You got in touch actually with those who were behind the time capsule. What did they tell you about their expectations of it?
Well, there was a lady called Sveta. She's an Instagram blogger, but she was on the boat at the time.
Yeah.
She told me that they thought it would be around 30 or 50 years before this would be found. So the fact that it was found within 2 years was really scary. Like the ice is melting so quickly.
I mean, it's another message about climate change, isn't it?
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
So they thought maybe 30, 40 years. What were they doing, by the way, do you know? Why were they laying this and what was their vessel?
So basically people were on this ship. You can actually pay to go on it to do an expedition of the North Pole, but the crew that were on it at the time, they were all doing research. Sveta, the lady that I was talking to, is actually writing a travel novel. So she just travels all over the world and she's writing a story about this, and she said that she wants the next destination now to be Ireland after this.
Yeah, okay. And
there was like a wildlife photographer on board for Nikon and things like that.
What was in the time capsule?
So the time capsule was filled with letters from people who were on the boat, and there was photographs of them, menus, itineraries, everything from the ship. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, they were expecting to be either elderly or long gone by the time someone picked it up and opened it. But there you go. It took 2 years when they thought it was going to take 30 to 50 years to travel 4,000 kilometres.
Exactly.
And it washed up in Donegal. Did you go surfing in the end, by the way, because you were looking for surf?
No, not that night. We got a bit distracted by the time capsule.
Because it was a wild weekend in Donegal.
Yeah, it was crazy, wasn't it?
That's just your hobby.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks a million. I know you emailed us and you've got a bit of coverage as well in the papers off the back of that. And I'm not sure it'll make the news, though, in Russia, because it is a lesson about climate change. I don't know how much they're into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was yourself.
No problem, keep it on quiet.
Sophie Curran, thanks a million for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and be safe out in the sea.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.